Minnesota News Network, I'm Shel Maloney. Data centers are becoming a major issue in Minnesota, with some counties imposing moratoriums and some officials proposing changes to how the facilities are taxed. National Taxpayers Union President Pete Sapp says policymakers should be careful about singling out the industry.
Enacting bans on data centers or slapping higher taxes on them that other businesses don't have to pay, that's the wrong direction for a rational policy.
More than a dozen local governments have adopted moratoriums on new data center developments this year. A Minnesota lawmaker is raising concerns about a federal waiver allowing the state to accept snap signatures by phone without making an audio recording. Republican Representative Kristen Robbins says the practice could make it more difficult to verify applicants and investigate potential fraud. Under the waiver, no audio recording is required, but eligibility workers must document the verbal signature and details of the call in the applicant's case file. Robbins is asking state officials and the U.S. Department of Ag for more info about the waiver and safeguards used to prevent fraud. As students head back to school, mental health experts say one of the most important things parents can do is keep the lines of communication open. U of M psychiatrist Dr. Katie Lingris says kids need to know they have trusted adults they can turn to.
Open up a conversation and to let kids know that you're there for them and that other adults in their lives are there for them, whether that's grandparents, aunties, uncles, friends, those kinds of things, and that there's a safe space to talk.
Lingris says talking openly reminds kids they're not facing those feelings alone. And you can have your voice heard at the Minnesota State Fair. There's political polling on different issues at the House of Representatives booth inside the Education Building. Representative Rick Hansen says the results are important for the next session.
It gives us an indication of where Minnesotans are at. It's not scientific, but these questions are all relating to things that we had to vote on or will be voting on, so it gives us somewhat of a picture. It's helpful.
The polling this year is on everything from guns to driverless vehicles. It lasts through the state fair, and the results come out shortly after the fair. In other headlines, the State Department is urging Minnesotans traveling to Brazil to stay alert. A renewed Level 2 travel advisory cites concerns about crime and kidnappings. Americans are being told to avoid favelas in some border regions, keep a close eye on their drinks, and use caution when meeting people through dating apps. Crop art has been a highlight for Ron Kelsey at the Minnesota State Fair. He says he has watched the event grow into one of the most popular attractions. He says Minnesota's competition is unique.
We are the only state in the union that has crop art, but we have a class for other people that want to bring crop art, you know, from other states. And I always say it's kind of because we kind of feel sorry for them.
Kelsey says the fair even received an entry from Africa one year, and it went on to win a championship. And U.S. Senator Tina Smith and State Senator Rob Kupak are in Northwest Minnesota today to meet with farmers. The lawmakers will tour an organic farm in Clay County before discussing economic challenges facing agriculture. The talks will focus on ways to support Minnesota farmers and strengthen rural communities. This is MNN.